Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The military is under a microscope, and today is the day that the Department of Defense will have to provide information to the court in Florida regarding all of the religious exemption requests, and that's not going to be a good day for the DOD. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, we sued Biden in our case, Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden, on behalf of all the branches of the military, federal employees, and contractors.
Yeah, and so we went to court on November 15 and November 22. The federal judge in Tampa, Florida, issued an order requiring that the Department of Defense, for all the branches of the military, ultimately gather information and file a report with the court every 14 days, beginning today, January 7. That means that I don't think it's going to be a good day for the DOD and the military, because back on November 12, the federal court required the first information from the military. And what that showed was, at the time, there were 16,643 requests for religious accommodations issued by the various branches of the military, and not a single one had been granted. Every one that had been reviewed had been denied at the first stage, including one having already been denied at the appeal stage, after which the only thing to do is the punishment phase, which is quite severe. Since then, we know from our interaction with men and women in the various branches of the military that more denials have come through, more denials at the appeal stage has come through, and more threats to discipline them have occurred as well. So instead of backing down and seeing the handwriting on the wall, which is one of their options, they dug their heels in. I said after this order of November 22 that the military would be under a microscope, and I said they had two choices. One, they could see the handwriting on the wall and they could start granting some religious exemptions and make it look like they're granting some and denying some. Or two, they could dig their heels in and continue the continual denial path that they had already been on, but it's not going to look very good before the court. They could either voluntarily comply and they wouldn't get an injunction, or they could resist, and if that happens, the court's going to issue an injunction against the military. Well, instead of voluntary compliance, it looks like they have dug their heels in, Holly, and they're continuing to resist.
Absolutely. I mean, they are not listening to the court. This Judge Mary Day, I think, was very wise in ordering these regular reports from the military, because he saw what was happening. And like you said, we've talked to some of our plaintiffs. They have been threatened. They have been bullied. The local commanders are not even abiding by the so-called deadlines. They're even creating their own deadlines and forcing these military.
And even earlier, too.
Yeah, even earlier. And saying, okay, if you don't get the shot, you're going to be sent out to the curb, no benefits, dishonorable discharge, just all kinds of things.
Yeah, so they will lose their benefits, their GI benefits, their VA benefits. They also are being threatened that any education that you had, undergraduate or master's, for example, education, many of them go to get education while they're in the military, that they'll have to pay back the cost of all of that. So it may be a four-year degree, could be a four-year degree and a master's degree.
Their training, are they going to have to pay back
and
on
their
that?
Training. So you take a pilot, for example. One of our lieutenant colonels, she's a pilot, and she has flown sorties in Afghanistan and Iraq, very dangerous particular engagements. And she's being threatened that you have to pay back the cost of training. For a pilot, the minimum cost of training is about $5 million.
I mean, Matt, this is our military. These are the ones who sacrifice, who give up their own family time, who give up their own desires to go out many times in other countries in very difficult situations to defend our freedom, to keep America free. And now they're trying to force an injection on them and kicking them out. So that's where we as Liberty Counsel have stepped up to the plate and said, we're going to defend your freedom.
Yeah, we're defending the defenders, and we hope that you come and join us as well in prayer and support. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org for this and other information. But this particular case is Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. We listed it as Navy SEAL 1 because we have more than one Navy SEAL. But we also have other people of different military branches of all different kinds of levels, not just SEALs, but all different branches.
All five branches,
military, men and women. We have people, for example, we just got communication from one of the individuals in the United States Navy, and this person is 20 years in the service, is put in for retirement, didn't plan to retire, but his retirement, if approved, would be effective September 1, 2022, later this year. But now the Navy is putting out information that if you don't get the shot, you may not be able to reach your retirement. So he might miss that 20 years or that time frame to retire. They're literally taking some of these men and women who are months away from retirement. Some of them didn't plan to retire at this point, but they've had enough time in the military to apply, and then there's a date in front of them that's very close if they get approved, but they may not reach it. I mean, it's not only terminating all of your income, mm-hmm. forcing you to pay back things that you never even thought about because it's part of your military experience and benefits, losing all your future benefits. You know, you've served honorably, you put your life at risk, and then either being discharged without honor or being dishonorably discharged. Either way, it's a big black mark on your record when you try to find private employment. And then you have this huge bill hanging over your head. And then you can't even get to your retirement. That's a few months down the road.
Not to mention they're making the military guinea pigs.
They're making them guinea pigs. And some of these, for example, they know. I've talked to other people in the Marines, for example. They know other colleagues, other soldiers, other service members who have been injured by the shots. Mm-hmm. They know that. And they also know that it hasn't been a big problem in the military, COVID. And that the mortality rate is really, 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 really small.
I mean, they're very much in shape and they're outside, a lot of them very active. So COVID hasn't been an issue, but these shots are an issue.
Well, in fact, this lieutenant colonel that I was telling you about that has flown sorties in Iraq and Afghanistan, she's a pilot. And so pilots have to have a higher physical conditioning to stay a pilot because they get tested all the time. She knows of no one who's a pilot who has died or been seriously ill from COVID. No one. But she does know of pilots who have gotten the shots and now they can't fly anymore because they've had adverse reactions to the shots themselves. And you see that happening with medical doctors telling us that they have seen a number of pilots that can no longer fly, that they have actually grounded. In fact, one doctor in the military grounded a couple of pilots because of the adverse events after the shot, not from COVID, but from the shot itself. And now that person has been removed so that that person can't write any more reports regarding the adverse events happening to the pilots. You would never imagine that this would be happening in our United States military.
But this is why we're fighting to defend their freedom.
And this all comes from Joe Biden down to the Department of Defense, his secretary, Lloyd Austin, and then that's superimposed on all the branches of the military. And you know what? On the other hand, there are some amazing men and women in the military.
Oh, our plaintiffs, they're all stellar.
Godly men and women.
Yes.
That are so strong. In fact, some have indicated that if they were to take the shots, they would be disobeying God, and that they would thereby be disqualified from leadership. These are men and women who are leaders. They're godly, and they are just incredible. Pray for this case because Today, they have to give these reports. It's not going to look good. Next week, we're going to ask the court for a time to go back into court and get the injunction to stop this abuse of our men and women in the military and make the military abide by the First Amendment and by the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.